ITV News briefly for Monday, 4th of March. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Hyundai's IONIQ 5 gets better over the weekend. On Sunday, it was unveiled in South Korea. A bigger battery for the IONIQ 5, matching the sporty N version. So 77.4 goes to 84 kilowatt hours. And that is, 321 miles was the old WLTP and way under 300 EPA. So that's new, some really good stuff for the mileage, but it gets better as well. Better interior updates, new steering wheel. They have sorted out the software, over-the-air updates for all of the EV systems. Hyundai famously having their map and navigation buttons, which do the same thing. That's now one button. Hurrah! I always thought it was weird in my Kona. Two buttons, one thing. And also some exterior and interior changes, which really bring the IONIQ 5 up to its competitors. Now, Leaf owners in the UK not happy. Waking up to emails this morning from Nissan saying that about 3,000 owners of the Leaf and the ENV 200 from 2016 or before will lose their app access from the 1st of April. This is no April Fool's joke because of the network's 2G shutdown. Now, 2G is going to be turned on until 2033, I think, according to Ofcom in the UK. So, not like 2G is being closed down, but the 2G chips inside those Leafs are going to stop being supported by Nissan. And, well, I guess they could do a recall and add 4G chips to those 3,000 vehicles, but that would be expensive and lengthy, and they don't need to because they've sold the cars. And Leaf owners very unhappy that they've got to go outside in the cold and preheat the car and go back indoors again. I think I'd be annoyed as well. But it raises the question of how much technology gets made redundant in our phones, cars, computers, and we tend to think that our car being a bigger purchase should last a lot longer. And I think I agree with you, but they're becoming much more like disposable technology. It's crazy, really. All right, let's move on and talk a little bit about BMW, the new 5 Series Touring, the i5. Series production started at the Dingolfing plant, where the i5 estate has been made since 1991. 1.2 million of them coming off the factory line. Now it goes electric with the i5 Touring. New York's debuted America's quickest EV charging station, Gravity Mobility, over the weekend, unveiled their 500 kilowatt DC fast chargers, 24 of them in place for fleet owners. It was a Reuters report I picked up this morning when I woke up, but I can't find any more details. The gravitymobility.com website press page is completely out of date. It's backed by Google, this company, and I'd love to know more. They boast about their 500 amp chargers, but I hope Reuters aren't getting confused between amps and kilowatts. They wouldn't, would they? But I'll try and find out some more details. These sound like cool chargers in New York. The Lotus Emeya gets closer to being released, with the testing wrapping up in winter testing. Very similar specs to the Lotus Electra, the SUV, the Emeya, is going to be the sedan version of that. 100 plus kilowatt hour battery, crazy fast, crazy performance. Love the Lotus stuff. Now, FedEx is rolling out their electric vans in Spain, in Madrid and Barcelona. 33 new EV vans. These are the Mercedes-Benz e-Sprinters being rolled out as they follow the rollout in London and Netherlands and Paris and in France of their electric FedEx delivery vans. Tesla continues the construction of their drive-in diner. Got some new pictures over the weekend on Reddit. I saw of the screens going up. It's on West Santa Monica Boulevard. It looks so, so cool. They don't need to do this. This is Tesla at their very best. 32 superchargers there. But actually, it's going to be so cool. You're going to get a burger, some chips, and watch a movie. Or maybe movie clips, because nobody wants to be DC fast charging for 2 hours while you're watching a film. And South Korea's EV battery giants over the weekend are getting ready to fight back against their Chinese competitors, which have stolen a march in the EV world. With Interbattery 2024 in Seoul, the likes of LG, Samsung, SK Onil highlighting their new cell-to-pack technology, their pouch cells, their LFP technology, to fight back. And that's briefly